I'm here for Radio EcoShock with Howard Lyman at the beautiful planetarium in Vancouver, BC. We're outside near the harbor. Welcome to Vancouver.
Oh, it's an absolute joy to come back to one of the crown jewels of North America.
That's very flattering. Well, I want to get right to it. One of the things I wanted to ask you about, Howard, John Robin has a new book out called The Food Revolution, and in it he's moving the whole food question and health and food safety toward the broader environmental issues. Do you find yourself moving in that direction as well?
Oh, absolutely. You know, we're looking at three issues right now. One of them is human health. The other is an environmental health of the planet. And the third issue is the animal. It doesn't make any difference what part of the apple you take a bite out of. If you're working on any one of those issues, it's good for the other ones. But remember, it's not just a single issue. It's a large issue. It's about the survival of the human species. The Earth will survive. Absolutely no question about that. The question is, will the Homo sapiens species survive? That's the question. And I believe we're going towards the cliff at 200 miles an hour. And if we don't change what we're doing in this generation, I do not believe there will be a future for our children and grandchildren.
All right. Well, if you had to quickly say three things that we ought to be changing that might take us away from the cliff, what would be near your top three on that list?
Oh, the first thing would be education. You know, we don't want to flail around in the dark. First thing is commit yourself, get some education on the issues so that when you decide that you are going to become part of the solution, it's much easier. First thing is education. The second thing is remembering that the only thing you have total control over is yourself. Live what you profess to believe. Every time you pull out a dollar, every time you spend a dollar, you're voting on the future. Do you want your dollars in the till of the bad guys? Clean up your own life, live correctly. And the third thing is when somebody comes to you and say, why do you live the way that you do? Be prepared to tell them in a very short time exactly why. Because until they ask you, telling people what they ought to be doing is like trying to teach a pig to fly. He's not going to do it, and it annoys the pig.
Well, speaking of pigs, I at one point thought, well, if I'm going to eat meat, I'm going to raise my own meat, and I'll kill it myself, you know. And so I gave that a try, but I have to tell you, I found so much emotions in the pig and so much caring developed between us. When it came time to shoot them, it was a very, very sad day, and I haven't eaten pork since. What are we doing about pigs now? I've heard just terrible stories about how they're being maltreated in factory farms.
Well, it's probably much worse than what you think. Remember, I was a factory farmer, and so I'm not speaking from something that I read in a book, but it's something that I lived 45 years of my life. Pigs are the smartest animal on the farm, without a doubt. You can never put a pig in a pen without putting a secure lock on the gate, because they will see how you open it, and a pig will be out in a heartbeat. So it's a very intelligent animal. It's a very clean animal. You will never find a hog that will defecate where they sleep if you give them the opportunity to a clean lifestyle. But if you take factory farm today and the way they're raising hogs, it is just unbelievable. When I went and put my documentary together, I actually brought a film crew inside a factory hog operation. And I looked in the eyes of those pigs, and I will tell you right now, they knew exactly what was going to happen, and they were looking at me and saying, can you not do something to alleviate this in the future? And I do everything I can right now to educate people that if we're going to do something about factory farming, the way to do it individually, don't spend your money on what they're producing. If we hurt them in the pocketbook, they're finally going to wake up and change.
I gotta agree with that. Now, when it comes to switching over to the beef industry, if you were dealing with a person who was from another planet, how would you describe what a hamburger in a fast food chain really is?
Well, the first thing I would look at them and I'd say, you know, we have a hamburger here. What has the composite parts of anywhere from 200 to 1,000 different animals. On top of that, it's 40 to 60% good old greasy fat. Consuming it will give you too much protein, too much fat, too much cholesterol, and zero fiber. If you're interested in getting your arteries occluded, if you're interested in obesity, if you're interested in diabetes, if you're interested in cancer, this is one of the best products you can eat to achieve that goal.
All right, well, wrapping up, what's the title of your new book and your film and the website where we can find out more about it?
Well, the website is madcowboy.com. The new book is No More Bull, a straight-from-the-shoulder look at lousy diets, and I'm talking about all lousy diets, the Atkins diet, the South Beach diet. You know, chips and Twinkies are a vegetarian diet, but they're sure not good for you. So we write about lousy diets, and then we write about a good diet, and then I put in a two-week meal plan and over 100 vegan recipes that are easy to produce, good for you, taste good, from some of the best chefs in North America. And then I put together a documentary that we now have signed a contract with PBS to show it on 400 stations four times in 3 years, starting in June of 2006. The documentary is basically the story of my life, a fourth generation farmer, rancher, feedlot operator, and how I went from producing animal products to traveling around the world right now talking about the proper amount of animal products in your diet should be zero. I believe that we are a visual society. It's not what we say, it's what we see. And so I put together this documentary. It took 4 years of my life to put it together in a form that anyone that sees it will never again question, where does my food come from?
Thank you, Howard Lyman in Vancouver.
It's a joy.
Okay.